I lost 67 pounds with PhD weight loss, and believe me, it completely changed how I think about food. Call PhD Weight Loss today, mention Best Deal, and start your 2026 winning. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hey, Clemson football fans, there's a lot going on in Seneca, just 10 minutes from Clemson. You need to come on in and check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show in downtown Seneca. It's absolutely free. And you can go ahead and sign up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K coming your way March the 14th, 2026. You want to know what's happening in Seneca? It's so easy. Follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events or our website at www.seneca.sc.us.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Kwok here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try six new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO, or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Walt Dibtula, Road Rage, from Ross Taylor, defense man T.J. Parker, will wear number 63 on Military Appreciation Day on Saturday. His father, 11-year U.S. Army vet, Sergeant Tommy Parker, wore that number in high school. Congratulations to Sergeant Tommy Parker and to T.J. And thank you for your service, Sergeant Parker. That's absolutely awesome. All right, Ramona, let's get to the poll questions that we put up yesterday, and let's read each one of them. And then, again, we encourage you to go to the website and participate in the poll. We didn't really talk a lot about this yesterday. So let's start over on the first one. Okay. I'm a little bit surprised that over 40% of people think the starting quarterback is on the roster for next season. I'm a little surprised. I try not to influence these polls, but I'm a little surprised because I don't think he is. That's just me. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not.
You watch me get to the microphone to speak, and then you just start speaking again.
I don't hate Christopher Vezina. I think Vezina really showed out against SMU in his first career start. I think we had to remember that was his first career start. I'm not ruling him out. I'm not. But I do think you need to go out and find a starting quarterback. And then if Christopher Vezina beats him out, all the better for it. But I think you have to go find a starting quarterback. I don't mean just some dude. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one of the guys on my list. That's what I'm talking about. It's got to be one of the guys on my list. It could be anyone from C.J. Bailey to Sagapolitelli. I don't care, but you got to go get a guy. All right.
Can I read the poll now?
Yeah, so read that first question.
All right. The first one is, the question is Clemson's 2026 starting quarterback presently on the roster? The yes got 41.5 and no got 58.5.
Very, very interesting. I'm very surprised at the percentage of yeses. I really thought it would be much heavier towards no. But, you know, maybe they're right. We'll see. We still need to keep in mind the majority of people, 6 out of 10, are still saying no. So we'll see. I mean, so go participate and go tell me what you think. All right.
The second one.
This would be the second one. This would be the second poll question that we have. Number two, as you say. Number two. Second one.
The question is, who is South Carolina's starting quarterback going to be next year?
Yes.
Okay. The choices are Lenora Sellers, 28.6, Aaron Noland, 14.3, Cutter Woods, 36.7, and transfer portal player, 20.4%.
Wow. So Cutter Woods is the leading candidate, according to the voters, and that would presume that Lenora Sellers, at least my read, is either in the NFL or out of there, not that he's lost his job. So, and I'm leaning towards most people thinking out of there. I think it's becoming increasingly likely that Lenora Sellers is not playing football at South Carolina next year. It could be for the NFL, but I don't think so. I don't think he can make that jump off of this season unless he just wows people in the post-season process. Otherwise, I think he's going to spend a year somewhere else. Where that year is, I don't know. I think there's a lot of speculation, at least there was in my mind from what I heard a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that Miami could be in play for him. I've also heard that there are some West Coast destinations. We will see. I mean, it's all just idle speculation at this point, but I think that that vote sort of demonstrates the fact that Carolina fans or some mix of Carolina and Clemson fans are thinking that that Lenora Sellers is not going to be back with South Carolina next year. And I don't know what that means for Shane Beamer's playoff hopes that he's already indicated that South Carolina will be participating in.
Okay.
You know, if we have him at the preseason kickoff show next year, do we have to?
What? What are you going to say about the poor guy?
If we have him at the preseason kickoff show next year, should we say goodbye?
No. You know, when I was looking at that video, he looks awful small behind the podium. Is he a short guy like Saban?
No, he's not Saban short. No, no.
Saban short?
No, nobody's Saban short.
Okay.
No.
All right, number three.
Except Jimbo. Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
Jimbo's Fisher.
Maybe that's why he sounds like a toy.
It is.
When he talks.
Jimbo sounds like one of the munchkins.
Yeah, he does. Okay, the third one is how many players will Clemson get from the transfer portal?
Oh, yeah, I'm very interested in this.
Okay,
yeah.
The choices are two.
Yeah.
6.7%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the people who've already given up.
Yeah.
Those are the people who just have said, screw it, nothing's changing. We're just giving up.
Okay. The choice of five got 15.6%.
Yeah, that's a little disconcerting.
The choice of eight got 31.1%.
Okay.
The choice of 10 got 33.3%.
Okay.
And the choice of 12 or more got 11.1.
Okay, so the two leading answers are 8 and 10, and I've been saying 8 to 10 forever. So we're right in that range. I think that's what it's got to be. I think it's pretty clear If we're going to have a rebirth of Clemson football, I think that's what it's going to take. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you, Chad?
Walt, what's up, man? It was a couple pretty high-level basketball games last night. One of your UConn Huskies and the Arizona Wildcats, for starters.
Yeah, how about that? And Arizona won at UConn, but the thing that nobody tells you about is that Terrace Reed didn't play for UConn, which is why Arizona won. Because if Terrace Reed played, UConn would have won by 20. So it's just that simple.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Oh, no, it's no question. Terrace Reed's averaging 20 points and 12 rebounds a game. He's just the difference maker. He's just...
When's he coming back?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's the only reason Arizona won that game. I mean, they're not beating UConn with Terrace Reed. I mean, the freshman kid, the Eric Reby kid, had like 15 against Arizona filling in for Reed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah. Well... Still a big win.
Yeah, I guess. Arizona. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if beating the Patriots without Tom Brady is a big win, then that's also a big win.
you think high? You're not giving Zona any credit.
No, I'm not. No, I think they're a nice team, and I think they're well coached. But I think had Terrace Reed played, I think UConn would have killed him.
Did you watch any Illinois game?
I watched a little of it.
Bama?
Yeah.
Yeah. Illinois's got an interesting roster.
I think, Chad, that there are – this is going to be the most unique year we have had in college basketball in a very long time. I think we've already talked about the talent of the freshmen. I think there's a whole nother level to the freshman talent in college basketball that people are not really paying attention to.
That I would agree with.
Right. And so, and when I look at the nation as a whole, this is like the first time that I remember, Chad, I think there are like a dozen teams that can win the national title. I really do. I think it's going to be wildly competitive. I'm not sure of anything at this point in the year. But I am sure that this is going to be the best year of college basketball we've had in a really long time. You know,
I think there's a lot of quality. I think we're at the point, right? There's a lot of quality teams. Usually there ends up being really only –
yeah,
four or five that truly can probably. But I think, and I'll be honest with you, UConn and like Arizona, but Illinois last night, really good mix, young guys, mature guys. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Kind of a, you know, and those. But I've seen a few others like that too. So I think your point. I think it could end up being a pretty, you know, well the best rise to the top. I'm sure, but I think there may be a lot. So you mean. Those top 2-3 seeds in the tournament all may be factors in the end. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's they are going to be. I mean, and over the course of a long season, I think everybody's going to have some blemishes, and regardless of how the seeding plays out, I think there are going to be more teams this year capable in the national championship. Not only do I think there are a lot of really talented freshmen, maybe more than we've seen in any year in a really long time. Not just the names that everybody is talking about, not just the household names, not just the boozers of the world,
right.
but I think there's a whole nother right. level of really gifted freshmen, and some of those guys are you're going to see more and more from as the year goes on. But I also think there's a really nice mix of returning experienced players that might wind up ruling this whole thing at the end. I mean, you know, and those are guys that, you know, are both guards and post players. I mean, you know.
Sure.
I mean, I think that obviously Smith at Purdue is just elite. I mean, he just makes everybody around him better. And, you know, if you're going to beat that guy at the end, good luck to you, because I think it's going to be hard to beat that guy at the end. And, you know,
yeah.
even some of the teams that, you know, are generally in this mix, I think are back. I think Gonzaga's back. I think, Graham Ike should be an absolute war daddy, and I think he's actually turning into that. So, you know, it's just, I think it's going to be a fascinating year.
I do like that Gonzaga. I do like the Gonzaga team, though. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say they've been down. It's hard to say that, but it felt like there may be a little slippage, and you never know. Few could walk away at any time. I mean, you know what I mean? So yeah. You never know a lot about that. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. What do you think about the
and by the way, UConn returns a lot of experience. And I think we got to remember, even in a down year last year, they nearly beat Florida in the NCAA tournament. Even in a down year. And so with if and when Terrace Reed is healthy, I haven't actually seen any update on that. I need to check that. But because that obviously would be a big factor. But I think they're going to be a major factor by the end. But if you just want strictly talent, BYU might be the most talented team in the country.
Yeah, no doubt. The Bills tonight, with that hideous defense, go on the road to the Texans. And obviously Josh Allen is unbelievable, but I don't know. I thought the Bills were going to be easy to get the Super Bowl. Man, I just don't know. I just think, I mean, he is unbelievable. I mean, he's by far the best player in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Is anybody else playing with that group? I mean, they really stink on both sides of the ball. That's the reality of it.
You know, they're not good. People aren't going to like this, Chad, but you put Patrick Mahomes on the Buffalo Bills, they win like six games. I'm sorry. That's just the reality. I mean, he's just not in the same class as Josh Allen is, no matter what anybody thinks. It's just,
I mean, Allen has to do – it's sort of the Haynes King of the NFL. I don't know. I just don't trust them really at all. I mean, they could lose this game tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what the latest number is, Chad, because I haven't
five and a half.
I haven't looked it up in a couple of weeks, but the Buffalo Bills 2 weeks ago were dead last in the National Football League in rushing yards allowed per carry. They were 32 out of 32. They were allowing nearly 6 yards a carry. And
those teams don't win a Super Bowl, by the way.
No, so it's virtually impossible because you're surrendering total control of the game. It doesn't matter how good Allen is if the other team's running it down your throat. If Josh Allen drags this team to a Super Bowl, it'll be one of the great stories of all time.
Yeah, they got to do something defensively, but even offense, they got to get some guys, receivers.
Right.
They don't have anybody.
They literally have nothing. It's like, you know, it's like Josh Allen in the Seven Dwarfs. They have nothing. They literally have nothing. I mean, they just don't have legitimate NFL receivers. They have a tight end. You've got a pretty talented running back. And then the defense just pretty much sucks.
Yeah, they got some stuff to do. All right, man, take care.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I guess the only good news for them is who in the AFC is any good among the traditional teams? I mean, you have some newbies to the playoff mix. I mean, newbies in terms of recent history, like the Patriots, like the Colts, for example. But I don't think anybody really trusts either one of those teams in a playoff situation. Now, I grant you, I think the thing that's lost with the Patriots is just how good their defense has been. You know, everyone talks about the quarterback, but the defense has been really good, and their run defense has been exceptional. They hadn't allowed a 50-yard rusher for most of the season, which is just insane. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting situation. The AFC as a whole is an interesting situation. I really think that you have four teams in the NFC that are better than anybody in the AFC, at least as of now. And that might change. We'll see. Let me tell you about AM PM Farms. I mean, if you haven't been to AM PM Farms Butchery and Market and you think call yourself a steak lover, you are doing yourself an insane disservice. When we say farm to table, we mean it. The owners are Platt and Ashley Moore. They're great people. They own a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. They have a true farmer's market that's open every day, not like Saturday for 17 minutes. No. True farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They don't use vaccines or hormones like the whole rest of the country does. They have the best selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate. I have had it all. Okay. I have had the tomahawk steak, insane. I have had the dry aged ribeye, incredible. I have had the filet mignon, amazing. It's just, it's all amazing. It's all, it's just all absolutely incredible. I've had their burger flights. They have weekly burger flights. Trust me, once you go to AMPM Farms for steak, you will never go to wherever it is you're getting steak now. You just won't. There's zero chance of it. You, honestly, you won't even recognize the stuff you had been eating as steak anymore. It's that different, all right? Organic chicken, homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. Their market also has an incredible variety of local vendors, Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. They're like 70 local vendors. Wild Game weekends include bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. Whether it's tailgating, whether it's holiday time, man, you want to be the hit of your holiday gathering, you got to hit AMPM Farms and get your holiday meals from them, your holiday beef from them, whatever it is you're getting. And their butchers are all trained chefs, too. They will spend time with you. They'll tell you, you know, if you have questions about how to cook a particular cut or you want a particular cut, they do it all. Visit any of their three locations, Fountain Inn, Allenbridge Road, Greenville, Lawrence Road, Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. They're awesome. Quick break.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take 2 or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear, from cozy fall hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep. Four generations of better rest, built for your best game day.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
That's a great selection, Ron. A little BTO for a, what is it, a gray Thursday. It's a gray Thursday now. Hey, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of this show and this station. You remember me mentioning them back in the day? Well, they're back advertising with us. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all of your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds, wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. And I'll just tell you from personal experience, Brian Franklin has come out to my property twice, at least twice, twice that I'm for sure remember, saved me. Honestly, their team is the ultimate professionals. They have equipment to the end of time. They can also climb and cut trees. I mean, whatever is necessary. And it was all necessary on my property. I mean, I played this Russian roulette for way too long. You know, I saw the trees fall for years and years and years, decades. And I just played this Russian roulette where until one day a white oak fell between my house and my garage and right up against my AC unit. And that's when I knew, okay, I need to stop. I need to get some help. And I had Brian Franklin came out. And look, he took out all the trees that concern me. You know, he didn't do it in like, we need to take this too. No. There were conversations, and quite honestly, there were some that he was like, I don't really think you have to do anything with that unless you want to, that kind of thing. And I chose to anyway. And then there was, I remember one specifically that concerned me. He said, no, you don't need to worry about that one at all. So that one's still standing, by the way. But had I not done that, when Helene had, Helene devastated my property, devastated. I mean, the videos are unbelievable. But because I must have lost, like, in my wood area, like 75 trees. I mean, some of that was finally, the rest of it was just recently cleaned up. But Brian Franklin has saved my life. That's the reality. He saved my life. He saved my home. He saved my life. They're the best. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Tell Brian and company I sent you. That's the way it works. All right, Ramona. We need to roll. Let's get to the college football pick'em games, and we'll check back on our poll. Again, go to the RoarFM.com and participate in our polls. All right, let's go. What do you got?
Okay, the first one is Missouri and Oklahoma. Oklahoma, 9.5-point favorite.
And what did you do here?
I took Oklahoma.
And why did you do that?
Because I like Venables.
Yeah, you think that Clemson would be better if Venables was still here?
Yes.
I'm yes. I understand, but you know, you had to go on and be a head coach.
That. And he's better off being a head coach if that's what he wants.
Yeah. What's the line on this game?
7-5 Oklahoma.
You know, my first thought on this game, and I entered mine relatively early. I did change one pick. We'll get to that. My first thought in this game was Missouri, plain and simple, because I just think it's too many points. What are we playing? Would you say 9.5?
Yes.
Okay. I think in real life this number now is like 7.5. So the money has come in on Missouri. I think when you look at Oklahoma, they're really good defensively, but they're not very good offensively. Mateer is getting healthier and better. He looks well. So I think I think they are improving slowly offensively, but I still don't think they're there. You know, they won the Alabama game by turning Alabama over, which I thought they would do, because I think Alabama is starting to fade a little bit because too much has been put on Simpson. But the thing is, Missouri is a little Oklahoma-like in that they're pretty good defensively. And, you know, at times they've struggled offensively. And, you know, and I guess that Zollers is going to be their quarterback. He played pretty well a week ago, but that's against a much lesser defense. Now, if you talk about bringing a freshman quarterback against Venables in Oklahoma, well, we already saw that not go well earlier this year. So that would be the reason to take Oklahoma, in my mind, if you take Oklahoma. My bottom line on this is Oklahoma comes off a huge emotional win over Alabama. I don't know how you refocus on Missouri. Missouri's a good team, but I still don't know how you just refocus on Missouri after having a huge emotional road win over Alabama. It was almost like a championship for Oklahoma. I think this is a tough emotional spot for Oklahoma. I think the Sooners probably find a way to win. I just don't know that it's going to be by that margin. I think you're looking at 24-17, 21-17, 24-21. Something like that. You know, I think you're looking at like a total of 45 points being scored in this game. I don't think you're going to see a lot of offense. I think it's going to be a defensive game, an ugly game. I think Missouri's going to try and establish the run. I think that's the one element of Oklahoma's defense that is not as good or efficient as their run defense. And Missouri can certainly run the football. And I think that's the question I would have. If Missouri pulls the upset here, it's going to be because they dominated the game from a running standpoint, that they won that category by a 2-1 margin or more, which is not inconceivable to me. Like I said, I think the one element of the Oklahoma defense that is not quite as good, although they're pretty good. They're pretty good in every area of defense. But I think their rush defense, their run defense is not quite as good. And so we'll see. I mean, I think it's a close game. What's the breakdown on this? Hello? Your mic's not.
You want to know who did what? Or 7?
Yeah, I want to know.
7-5 Oklahoma.
Yeah, 7-5 Oklahoma. So 7-5 Oklahoma. You know, that you're running this little contest deal. You know, I was, I won 2 weeks in a row. Uh-huh. And then a little later, I lost 2 weeks in a row, went to last, and had two awful weeks. And I have had to dig myself out of a hole, which I have by going 20-10 the last 3 weeks. But it doesn't help me unless I do it again. I have to do it, I guess, twice more if I want to actually come back all the way back and win this thing. But you and I believe, are actually tied.
I think we are, too.
I think we're tied. Now, we are, too. Now I have come back. But, again, it's hard to string. So I've had 3 good weeks in a row. But it's hard to string 4 good weeks in a row, especially in this insane season where up is down and down is up. So I have no idea. We shall see. All right, so we got a bunch of people who took Oklahoma then. Very few Missouris. The Missouris were Morgan, Quack, Ben, me, and Nick. We'll see. We'll see. So we are on opposite sides here, Ramona, in game one.
Okay. All right. The next one is Miami 17.5 versus Virginia Tech. I took Miami.
Why?
Now, that's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points.
I know. And I
don't have 2 ways to win either.
I know.
Yeah.
But, oh, darn. I know that. Dang it. Okay. But I took them anyway.
But anyway.
Yes.
For any particular reason?
Because I just think they're better.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that other team sucks.
Yeah, well, they do. They suck.
Okay,
so
good.
Yeah. So I think that's the thing. I'm stunned that 7 out of 12 took Virginia Tech. I don't know how you take Virginia Tech against Miami. I don't. I get it that, you know, that people believe, you know, Miami fades at the end of the season. Quack and I were talking about this, but look, I think their fade last year was personnel. I mean, it wasn't coaching; it was personnel. Their secondary stunk to begin with, and then the whole group got hurt. And at the end of the year, people were just throwing at will on them. Even guys who are relative scrubs were throwing at will on them. I don't think that's the case now. I think they're talent-wise, I think by far the best team in the ACC. Like, I don't really think anybody's close. And I think they're actually playing their best now. And I know they have 2 disturbing losses, disturbing from a playoff standpoint. I think they're the only team from the ACC that can get in the playoff and represent. That you just have a feel if they get there, they'll play well. And I fully get Carson Beck. He was my question before the season when every Miami fan wanted to try and make Carson Beck into Tom Brady. And I told you he sort of sucks and he's the problem. But every Miami fan wanted to make reasons and excuses. Well, I think they've come to understand that Carson Beck is what I told them he was. But that football team is by far the best from a personnel standpoint in the ACC. Nobody's what?
I said, okay, good.
Nobody's remotely close. And Virginia Tech sucks. All right? And there's more. We'll get to it on the other side because there's more. I guess my biggest question about this game is how is Virginia Tech going to score? Because I think they could play 3 games against the Miami defense. I just don't see how they're scoring, nor do I see how they're moving the ball at all against Miami. I mean, we'll get to it on the other side. I'll tell you why I think that, why I think that's going to be a big problem. Part of it relates to Miami and NC State that we just witnessed. A prolific offense that gained nothing against Miami. Quick break.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Transmission problems. Amco Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. Amco of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from Amco of Greenville today.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, pickleball, or a golfer, or a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
From tailgate to touchdown, South State is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
If insurance companies coach football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Walt Dibb, Tulip Road Rage, we're back. Hey, everyone, how about this from an SC Buckeye fan? Franklin Tree Service took several trees out, and I love what they did for me, exclamation mark. Not only that, they're fully insured and made sure that I understood that if the tree company is not fully insured, you could be liable. I'll definitely call Brian Franklin next time I need work done. How about that?
Yay.
Exactly what we're talking about. Did the best, period. End of story. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, I was asked about Doncic and the Lakers, most specifically about the Lakers' chances. Look, I don't know yet. I'll say this. Doncic is finally in basketball shape, okay, which was always one of my biggest complaints. You had a fat guy who didn't want to play defense. He still doesn't want to play defense, but he can move better, and I think he'll be less injury prone, and he can certainly score. So I think things look brighter. Whether how they look by the end of the season and what this guy's real age is still a question to me, but I think it starts with at least being in basketball shape, so there's that. And the Lakers have played well out of the gate. I'll say this. I don't hate him and the Lakers as much as I've hated him in the past, because at least he's finally done the minimal and got in basketball shape. So, you know, we'll see what it looks like by the end of the season. I don't know quite what to make of them at this point. Tasha said, I'd love to hear your honest opinion about the Carolina Panthers, their chances of being a wild card team, and what you believe they need to take it to the next level if they don't make it to the playoffs. But look, I think you still have the Bryce Young question, but maybe he's settling in. You know, we'll find out. He has to play well for an extended stretch to make you think that that's possible, not just one game where he plays well and then goes back to the 130 yards and the issues. And I think that's important. But look, I think the biggest thing is coaching. I think this team is well coached now. And obviously they play in a division that's not very good. But you need to take advantage of that. And they've done that. So they've taken a step forward. You know, if the best case scenario for them would be if Bryce Young actually works out, that would be the best case scenario. Because if he works out, then they don't have to revisit that. Then they don't get burned by that whole quarterback situation that can set a franchise back 10 years. You know, so I think there are some good signs with the franchise at this point, and I think most of it relates to coaching. So, yeah. Tessa said, do you think our basketball team is going to win the season tournament this week? That'd be two pretty good wins against two pretty decent opponents. I'm just going to take it one at a time, and we'll talk about West Virginia, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So hang on, because we are going to get to that. Oh, Candy the stripper is with us, Ramona. Candy the stripper writes. Oh, people are asking me if Dabo interviewing in Arkansas is real. No, don't believe any of that crap you see on the internet. I'll believe that when Dabo Swinney goes to Arkansas. I mean, you know, look, if Dabo Swinney was leaving Clemson, it wouldn't be for Arkansas. It just wouldn't. You know, I don't know. I don't even know what to equate that to. You know, and there's not like nothing to equate that to. Candy the stripper says, thanks for the three polls, Walt. Yeah, that's P-O-L-E-S. But it's a bit overwhelming. But it's the holidays, and I need the money. Hey, Candy the stripper, we aim to please. We aim to please. Thank you, Candy. We started all that years ago, Ramona, when we said that Candy was a stripper, Sam.
Yeah, we went through the names.
Yeah, we went through the strippers.
Name your daughter.
The things you should not name your daughter. Yes, Candy was right near the top of that list.
Yeah,
right near the top of that list. Oh, Orange Bill says, but Arkansas is in the SEC. LOL. Exactly. You know, I mean, I don't know. All right, Ramona, what do you have? We've covered one game so far. Is that it? One?
No, we did Miami.
Oh no, we're in the middle of Miami. We're in the middle of Miami. We're not close to having done Miami. See. Yeah. Look, Miami's going to kill Virginia Tech. And I think all you need to do is look at what Miami's doing right now. All right. They played NC State last week. NC State's defense sucks. We know that. But so does Virginia Tech's. I mean, Virginia Tech's defense right now, the Virginia Tech's defensive stop rate is down like 115. Now, I thought this defense would be much improved this year at the start of the year, and it looked that way, but it hasn't played out that way. Part of it is the ineptitude on offense. But look, here's the thing. One thing Miami faced with NC State last week was a potent, powerful offense. NC State has been that all year. Elite quarterback play, elite running back play, pretty gifted receivers. The NC State offense has pretty much been a machine. They just whooped up on Georgia Tech. They just scored like 50 on Georgia Tech like 2 weeks ago. They scored nothing on Miami. They scored a late touchdown to make it 41-7. Their yardage was non-existent. Hollywood Smothers didn't do anything. The running backs did nothing. Bailey did nothing. They had 0 yards against Miami's defense. Okay, so explain to me how that offense that scores like 35 points a game, whatever it is, that offense couldn't generate a yard against Miami's defense, but the Virginia Tech offense that can't score if you leave them by themselves in the building is going to? Virginia Tech has one hope here in my mind, and their only hope is that the James Franklin thing gives the players on the field some motivation, the returning players, about their future, and that those players give great effort in front of James Franklin watching from a box. That's the only hope I see. Otherwise, I just don't see any. I think Miami's going to crush Virginia Tech. 41-10, something like that. I mean, the whole game is going to be played on the Virginia Tech side of the field. Virginia Tech is not moving the ball, and they're not scoring on this defense. How? They can't move the ball and score on anybody. How are they scoring on this Miami defense? I just don't see it. I know it's a big number. I don't think it will feel like a big number after it's 24-7 after a quarter or 24-3 or whatever. I don't even know how Virginia Tech scores.
Why I picked Miami.
Yeah, you had it.
I'm all over it.
Yeah. Yes, you had it nailed. I just can't see it. I can't. I think the Virginia Tech offense is just so inept, and the Miami defense is really good. And I don't know how they're blocking any of those dudes. I'll tell you what I think. I don't think Virginia Tech gains 200 yards in the game. I think they gain like 150 total yards of offense. And therefore, I don't see how Miami doesn't cover. I just think Miami has weapons. I mean, Carson Beck's a problem. I just don't think he's going to be a problem against this team. I think Miami is hitting a little groove, sort of like Utah is hitting out west. I think that's what's going to happen. I think Virginia Tech is just going to add to that groove. I just can't see it. I just don't know how they're moving the ball. I think your yardage is going to be like 500 to 150. I just think that's what it's going to be. So 41-10 Miami, I'm calling that. 41-10. Work the tape, Mom. All right. Of course, it has been a strange year, but it's going to have to be really strange. I'm just going to be stunned. I will be absolutely stunned if Virginia Tech manages to stay in this game at all. I don't think so. We'll see.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
The next one's...
Oh, what was our breakdown on that? Oh.
7-5 Virginia Tech.
7-5 Virginia Tech. Okay, so who took Miami?
You and Sam.
We both did. Morgan, Sam, Morgan, Will. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good group right there. That's the correct... That's called the correct group. In this particular case, that's called the correct group.
We'll wait and see who you pick.
It could be a different correct group.
And the next one is Louisville and SMU 3.5. I took SMU.
We already have two different. All right, so SMU is a 3.5-point favorite in our little contest, and you took SMU. By the way, Irma, so far you've only picked one team with two chances to win.
I know. I like to mix it up.
Yeah, yeah. it's just strange that you like to mix it up when one side has two ways to win, the other has one way to win, and you like to mix it up instead of just sticking with your two ways to win.
Yeah.
All right, so you took SMU, who doesn't have two ways to win. Why did you take SMU?
I figured 3.5 points is not that many points. Okay. Four points isn't that many.
I took Louisville in part because I think this is a payback spot. SMU went to Louisville and beat them.
I don't know about any of that.
Yeah. SMU went to Louisville a year ago and beat Louisville in Louisville. I think it was 35-28, 27. I think Louisville owes them a payback game. The other thing is, I just don't think Louisville can possibly be as incompetent as they were this week. I will say this. What concerns me from the Louisville standpoint is who's running the ball, because both Browns are hurt. That's not good, because those two guys are both elite in their own ways. And I don't know if Louisville's going to have either one of them. So the injury report may say something, but I don't know. And then it's Watson. Other than that, I don't think Watson can carry the ball 20 times. And he fumbled against Clemson. He's a littler guy. He gives you some explosiveness, but it hasn't shown up on the field. The two Browns are physical runners. And Kewon Brown is the more physical runner. And obviously, he did significant damage against Clemson. Then he sprained his ankle early in the third quarter. So I don't know what their situation is with the health of their running backs. That's the one thing that concerns me about selecting Louisville. If I knew that either Brown was healthy, I would have no doubt about this game. It wouldn't just be Louisville to cover; it'd be Louisville to win. But because I don't know that, that's my concern. So we'll see. And plus, you know, look, SMU has an advantage at quarterback because Jennings is talented and Moss sucks. You know, so they do have an advantage there. So if SMU rules the day, I think it'll be because neither Brown plays, neither Brown is effective, and Jennings over Moss, which I think is fairly obvious at this point. You know, we tried to tell Jeff Brom all along, Ramona, that Moss sucks out loud, but they just didn't listen when they recruited him.
No.
It was a big mistake. Yes, it was a very big mistake. I think they know the truth about that now. But because, again, Moss played one good game in his whole career, allegedly good. But if you actually watch it and you understand what you're saying, he just threw nothing but punts in that bowl game against Jeff Brom in Louisville. But it was enough to convince Jeff Brom wrongly. And despite Jeff Brom's magic, he could not fix this dude. The breakdown in that is 6-6. How about that? 6-6, so close call on that. The Louisvillers are John Will, Morgan, Quok, Ben, and me. Those are the six. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back to this conversation on the other side. You can get in.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantyconfixit.com.
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee, Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature, the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill. And every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws.
The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep their pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachment, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
If you run a business, you need video.